This is Janine Spurgeon, and we are in Plainfield, Indiana. It is June 11th, around about 10 o'clock, and I'm here with a group of teenagers, and we're going to talk about their experiences during the COVID-19 pandemic. And I'm going to go around, and everybody's going to say your name and your age.
Caitlin Scalf, and I'm 16.
Sam Kirkhoff, I'm 18.
I'm Kendall Mayan, and I'm 16.
I'm Lexi Spurgeon, I'm 17.
I'm Ellie Schultz, I'm 17.
I'm Chloe Nealis, I'm 17.
I'm Alex Reaver, I'm 17.
All right, here's the first question. When you first learned about the COVID-19, what were your thoughts about it? And how have your thoughts changed since then? Kate?
I didn't think it was going to come to the United States, but it obviously did, and it shut down everything, and I had to work all the time and deal with everyone, people, and money.
Yeah.
And I worked at Walmart.
Were you scared you were going to get sick?
Not really.
No?
I mean, there was like a little fear, but not really. I kind of just took every precaution I could.
Okay, Sam?
Honestly, if you want my real opinion, I didn't care. And then it came in here and screwed everything up, and then screwed up my senior year, so that kind of sucked.
Oh, you were a senior. How did you feel when you found out about not being able to graduate and all of that stuff? Were you more upset or mad or sad or what?
I was upset, then I started to not care because it started to melt my brain. Just like, honestly, losing track of time doesn't kind of affect you.
You lost track of time?
Yeah.
Because of being quarantined?
Mm-hmm. Not being in school for like 4 months.
Yeah. That's a good perspective, losing track of time. Kendall, how did you feel when you first heard about it?
I first heard about it in chap class, and I didn't think it was going to stretch past China, but then it did, and it kind of ruined our show choir trip. But other than that, I've kind of been chilling. I was off work for a little bit, but now I'm back, and I'm working a lot more hours than ever because a lot of people quit. That's
kind of
good for me.
Lexi, what about you? What'd you think?
Well, when I first heard about it, I did not care at all because I did not think it was going to reach here.
So is this like the everybody, I did not care?
Yeah.
Everybody? Okay.
I did not care. It didn't seem like a threat. And then it came here and everything went to crap. And I quit my job because of it, because it ruined the job for me. The Harry Styles concert I was going to go to got moved to next year, so I'm really upset about that. Thank you.
Ellie.
At first, I thought it was just like the flu and everyone was overreacting, but then they shut down school, and then I was like kind of annoyed, but now it's whatever.
Were you happy or sad when they shut down school?
I was kind of happy, but then it kind of sucked because I thought it was only going to last for like a couple weeks, but then it sucked because then I didn't get to see anyone for the rest of the week.
That must have been hard. Chloe?
My mom is a healthcare worker, so I remember people at school telling me it was just like the flu and it wasn't that big of a deal, but my mom was like dealing with it and she was telling me it definitely was not like the flu and it was a big deal. So I was really split between thinking it was something that would just pass and something that would like actually like shake things up.
So, were you scared that you were going to get it? Especially with your mom being a healthcare worker.
Yeah, I was definitely scared that I was going to get it. I definitely wanted to go, like, we talked about me going to go live with my dad for a little while because she was a healthcare worker. She's actually a respiratory therapist, so that's, like, exactly what she
yes.
does.
Were you afraid she was going to get it?
Yeah, I was really scared she was going to get it, especially since she smoked for so long. I thought that would really affect her getting over it, too. So, yeah, it was scary.
Alex?
Yeah, so I'm pretty much just like Ellie. Like, I thought everyone was overreacting, but then it, like, canceled everything. And then I was like, kind of excited at first, and then now, and then, like, it was scary, but now I'm over it.
Right. Yeah, it was all weird at first, and then it kind of melted into, like, bleh, right? Did anybody lose their job because of the pandemic?
I haven't lost my job, but I haven't gone back to work yet. But I filed for unemployment, and I get $554 every Monday, so I don't care.
Does anybody else get that kind of money? Are you? What are you doing with that? Are you putting in savings?
I'm gonna save like a lot of it for college. But it's really funny that like
Caitlin's an essential worker and I'm making more money than her.
Oh, that's right. Caitlin, you're an essential worker, so you had, did you ever have any time off from work?
Yeah.
And so you're called an essential worker. Did you have any time at all?
I didn't have any time. They wouldn't let you off work unless you were on this thing called LOA. It's leave of absence. And a lot of people had to go on leave of absence because their parents didn't want them working. Or some people had to self-isolate to make sure any of their family members wouldn't get it. But I never had to go on it. I just had to go into work, and my mom made me wear a mask before they actually started requiring it. And she was always making sure I was wearing gloves and everything, too. But
did you? Were you mad that you had to wear a mask?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I mean, kind of, but you get used to it. And you don't have to wear it outside, though, and when you're counting people. So that's good, because I always count people.
What were the biggest challenges you guys faced being quarantined? Like, you know, family, or were you lonely? Any of that jazz? Let's start with Kendall.
Family.
Family?
We're never, ever, like, together a lot.
So you were you together?
Yeah, for the most part.
And how'd that go?
Not well.
So you would have to say that the pandemic negatively affected your family dynamic.
Yeah,
all right. How about you?
I got so insanely bored that I got stuck in this rut for like a month that I would do absolutely nothing. And it was so bad. And then I would, like, because I did nothing, I couldn't sleep because I didn't wear myself out enough. And then I'd get headaches every day and I felt like I was going to die. And then way after we started, stopped.
Sounds like some serious drama.
Yeah.
Okay. Ellie?
My sister came home from college, so she was quarantined with us, so that was kind of crazy because she's usually gone because she lives in South Carolina. So.
Did you all get along?
Yeah, for the most part. We all just kind of separated ourselves. We came together usually at night because we couldn't handle each other. We were all together the entire day. Yeah, other than that, it was kind of boring.
Chloe?
I was not a really big fan of e-learning because I like school a lot. And so, and that's like my whole personality is like that I'm like school and I'm smart. So I didn't have anything to do because like e-learning was very easy for me and I didn't have like anything. I didn't have any tests to just like excessively study for. So yeah, I was really bored because I like school.
Yeah, so was that the biggest challenge then?
Yeah.
How about being stuck with your family? Were you guys all stuck together?
Well, like I said, my mom was an essential worker, and so she was like every day. And I just have a sister, so we were okay together. I'm with my sister a lot, so.
Oh, okay. Lex? Okay.
So basically, I was just bored all the time,
and
I kind of didn't like that I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do. Like, I go to the movies a lot, and I can't do that anymore.
Did you watch a lot of movies while you were home?
No.
No? Well, that segues in then to our next question. What did you guys do to entertain yourselves?
Well, I just played video games or slept.
Video games? Slept?
I watched a lot of Netflix series. I watched Tiger King. It was really good.
Yeah, I watched that too. Ellie?
I slept and I worked out a lot. And then I gave up on that. And then I got another job
as like a nanny. So then that kind of gives you something to do.
All right. Lexi, what did you do to entertain yourself?
I just sat on my phone a lot. And then I've got a Nintendo Switch. And then I played that a lot. And then I started exercising every morning a lot. I would go on walks and that entertained me.
Kendall?
I watched a lot of TV, and I started drawing a bit, but, like, I drew one thing, and then I gave up.
Okay.
It was a good drawing room.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Caitlin?
I went to the park a lot, and went on a lot of walks.
Yeah.
Learned how to paint.
All right. Okay. Sam, what did you do?
I worked out. I worked, and I hung out with my friends.
You hung out with your friends?
Yeah, they didn't force anything, so.
Oh, really?
No.
Did you wear masks when you hung out with your friends?
No.
All right. Okay, self-isolation, flattening the curve, have been two key ideas that have emerged during the pandemic. How have you, your family, friends, and community responded to requests to self-isolate and flatten the curve? How have you responded, Caitlin?
I would hang out with my friends at the park, but, like, I didn't go to anyone's house because I wasn't allowed to. And then later in, like, April, I was allowed to actually hang out with people. And then when May started, I could actually go and go to people's houses and actually hang out with people because things were opening back up. But since I worked at Walmart, I didn't want to hang out with too many people just in case I got something.
Did you wear a mask because of that? More often than...
Yeah, I had to wear one as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So you didn't just wear a mask at work, you actually wore a mask when you went to the store and stuff?
Yeah, when I go to stores, but not out in public, like outside, not like somewhere that, out in the park, I never wore a mask.
I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
I mean, I would still go over to people's houses. It just depends on who would let me over. Not everyone can because most people are busy working to take like opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since everyone's doing rebuilding and that type of stuff.
Right.
But for the self isolation, nothing really too much. I mean, it's kind of being alive, just things are open when you want to go
through. Right. Did you wear a mask when you went out?
No.
No? Did your family?
My mom went when she went to get her hair done. That's about it.
Candle?
I didn't really go out much. Right. I had people over at my house.
Mm-hmm. Did you wear a mask?
No, but when we hung out, we mainly hung out outside. We had like a lot of quarantines.
How about your family? Did they wear masks?
When they went out.
Yeah, my dad had to wear one at work, and my mom wore one when she went to like different sorts of meetings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
None of her stuff got canceled.
Like, what does she do?
Well, she has a Bible study group. They didn't cancel it for some reason. She has this, like, private club that meets all the time.
How many people were in the club?
At a time? They, like, spaced it out to where there was, like, only 10 people in there at a time. But I don't know how well it worked out.
Do you know of any of them that got sick?
I don't know if my mom actually had it, but she got sick for a little bit. A while.
Did she ever get... So she never got tested?
She did. And I...
I think it was positive for it, but by the time she got home, she wasn't even sick anymore. So
my dad got tested too,
and
he was negative for it after she got tested positive.
Did you get tested?
No.
Lexi.
What
did you do to flatten the curve?
I stayed home for a while,
and I didn't really hang out with anybody. And then I would wear a mask in these stores where it was required. Just the basic stuff.
Basic stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Ellie?
At first I took it seriously and like was like isolated and stuff and didn't hang out with anyone. But then after like a month, I feel like everyone just kind of gave up.
Yeah, and it did seem that way.
Just kind of started hanging out with people and we kind of just gave up.
Right. Did you wear masks or did your family wear masks?
My mom did, but no one else. I have to wear one at work when I work at a daycare, but I don't know.
I was really nervous about, like, giving it to older people.
Right.
So I didn't go to anyone's house because I was scared if I had it and I wasn't showing symptoms, I was going to give it to their parents. So I didn't hang out with anyone for a while. I didn't see my boyfriend for, like a week and a half. And then I started seeing my boyfriend because he lives like 4 hours down from me, but I didn't see my friends for like a lot longer than a lot of people did because I was taking it really seriously. I was so terrified of giving someone's parents because I'd feel horrible about it.
Yeah.
Once the middle of May, I started hanging out with people again.
Okay. Alex?
So at first I was basically just staying in my room all the time, sleeping. And then whenever I had to leave, I would wear like a mask and I would sanitize like all the time.
Yeah.
But then now, it's kind of just, I stopped doing that.
Yeah? Yeah. Your family, too?
My family never really did it. Like, for a little bit, but then, yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anything that any of you would like to say that, you know, somebody 100 years from now might find interesting about Plainfield during the pandemic?
I want them to know that if they have a hard time, this is Lexi speaking.
If they have a hard time, they can just look back in their history books to 2020 and realize it's really not that bad. Because what did we have? We had Corona, we had murder hornets, we had gypsy moths, we had the police brutality, we had a second civil rights movement, like, that was needed? Why did we have to do that again? 2020 sucks, and my concert was canceled.
It's not that bad. You know what? Take lemons, make lemonade. All right, you guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.